We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Preseason All Big 12 defensive lineman Darius Stills met with media on Saturday following the scrimmage. Listen to what he had to say coming up right after this.
While we anxiously await the return of Mountaineer sports, there are other athletes like you trying to stay in the game. Hi, it's Tony Caridi. Whether you suit up for WVU or just play for fun, don't let an injury keep you on the bench. The state's best athletes rely on world-class care from the same WVU Medicine Orthopedics team of experts that help you with sprains, broken bones, or anything life throws at you. It is a great day to be a Mountaineer with WVU Medicine. Call 855-WVU-CARE to schedule your appointment today.
So, Darius, obviously it was a wild off season. How in shape were you when camp started? You know, what's your feeling now that you're actually back in and playing football?
There has been a lot of stuff as well this year, but I came in, you know, I came in shape. You know, you can't really get football shape unless you just keep playing football. But overall, you know, I did all my training whenever we were quarantined. I handed all my stuff properly, so I came back ready to go. And I just came back ready, and I feel really good.
Next question from Kevin Kender. Go ahead, Kevin.
Darius, how much do you follow what's going on in the college football world? Like, who's playing, who's not? You know, once you learned that West Virginia was going to be playing, do you still follow that, or is there enough in camp, school now, that really that's your focus?
I'm really focused on what we have going on in this building. You know, I know that a lot of some of the conferences are canceling their season due to COVID, but the Big 12 is still rolling. So I'm just locked in on what we got going on here at West Virginia and in the Big 12. I haven't really been focusing on any other school because I can't, it doesn't apply to me like necessarily. So I just feel like I just been focused on West Virginia football and what's been going on in the Big 12. So that's basically it.
Next question from Cody Nesper. Go ahead, Cody.
Hey, Darius. I was just wondering, how has year two with Neil Brown and the staff been different from year one?
A lot more mental. You know, last year, new schemes, new everything. You kind of really can't get into the mental part as much as the playing. But as this year is going on, you know, the coach really harp on the mental part of it because once you know what to do the first year, applying your mental skills to it makes you just a better football player in general. So really it's just been harping on the small things that make big plays so much, like getting off blocks, your hand placement, you know, what gap you're supposed to be in. So they're really just harping on the mental part of the game.
Next question here from Derek Redd. Go ahead, Derek.
Hi, Darius. You're a highly touted, highly decorated guy. How have you shouldered the honors and the accolades you've gotten from last year and going into this year as while wanting to be the best you could be? And how much do you talk to your dad about it? Because he was in that spot, a highly touted, future pro who's kind of been in your shoes. How much do you guys talk about kind of shouldering the burden of
how I've really handled it was, I've grown up saying, thinking all the stuff you've accomplished can be taken away from you just like that. So being humble is one of my things I kind of focus on because no one really likes a guy that's cocky about stuff he's accomplished, because if I accomplish something, I still got to go out there and do all these preseason awards. They mean a lot, but I still got to go out there and get those awards. But my dad, I don't really talk to my dad that much about it. I talk to my mom a lot because she's the closest one to us, and she's been with us throughout the whole journey. I've talked to dad about a lot, like a little bit of things about the NFL and like what goes into it, but it's really just my mom because she's been with us since day one. But like I said, just being humble about it, things can get taken away from you just as quick as you get it. So I just feel like just being there, being like having a good head on my shoulders kind of just helped me like stay focused.
All right. Go ahead, Greg Hunter.
So, Darius, how much do players talk about, hey, we got to avoid social situations? Because obviously, the ability to spread the virus to you guys is certainly there. And as a senior leader, I don't want to say you, ride over people, but is your encouragement high in terms of, hey, we just can't do things this year?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard being, like, the coaches know it's hard being our age and this stuff happening because, during college, you want to experience stuff that's outside of football, but it's all about sacrifice. We're all getting to play football, and our sacrifices have got us to this point. And I really just kind of, have my guys just tell them to be careful on the weekends. Whenever we have off days, tell them to be careful and make the right decisions, because one night isn't worth a whole season getting canceled, or a whole afternoon isn't worth a season getting canceled. So I just try to tell my guys, be careful, make the right decisions. I know you're grown, you're going to do whatever you want regardless, but just keep in mind that you're not really affecting you. You're affecting your whole team if something bad goes on. That's what I try to tell my guys.
All right, we're going to have two more questions from Darius. We'll start out with Matthew. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, Darius. I was just wondering, with the game coming up without any fans and, you being a leader, what's it like, trying to keep the excitement up for the first game? It's got to be pretty tough.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough for some people, but at the end of the day, you gotta bring your own juice. Sometimes the fans really, the fans do affect the game because people are excited, the fans are there, but it's what really separates you now. You gotta bring your own juice, you gotta bring your own energy, and the people that don't bring their energy, they're gonna get exposed, and the people that do bring their energy are gonna be ones doing the best. So that's also why, like the coaches tell the players all the time, us, that, it's like the scrimmages we have, the practice we have, no fans in the stands. So you just got to just make, this is how it's going to be. And whether we like it or not, like I said, it's how it's going to be. So us just keeping our head on straight and just focusing on the guys and, the players in front of us and the opponents in front of us that are really worried about the fans. It's hard, but because we like playing for our fans, obviously. 60,000 people screaming your name, it's a good time. But in order to get that eventually in season, you got to just sacrifice things we have now. So we just got to just play football.
All right. We're going to go ahead and go to Mike.
Hey, Darius. A couple of days ago, maybe more than that, Neil talked about how your backups, maybe Quay or Jordan, could get you out of nose a little bit, maybe bounce you outside, let Dante maybe even move to kind of keep you guys in the field a little bit more. How different is that? How much are you all working with that? And how much of an impact could that make for you all?
We're working on it a lot. Our D-lineman's athletic enough to where we can play more in one position at a time. So me getting the reps at 3-tech and then Quay and Jordan getting the reps at 1-tech, it's helping all of us out a lot, because if somebody goes down somewhere, we all know we're not panicking because we all play the positions. So really we've just been – it's been effective. We've been getting in the backfield. We begin to the quarterback, and it's going to be a show to see.
That was West Virginia defensive lineman Darius Stills. Thanks for listening.